Hey, this is Libby spilling all the political tea, straight politics, no chaser. You know, the go-to for all your political needs. Think the Bodega Boys, but political. It's millennial politics served piping hot. This episode, I will discuss all the political happenings from a man on fire to this $170 million bond that Trump may have to repay again. I don't know. Let's get into it. So Trish James got her $170 million bond from Trump sometime last week or the week before last, and she's saying it's not enough, honey. She is claiming that the insurance company Don Hinckley's Knight Specialty, it's the people that basically gave Trump the bond that he needed, because he's claiming that he can't afford to pay Trish James, but he doesn't want his assets seized. Trish is saying that they're not supported by adequate collateral nor issued by a properly licensed entity. So her office filed documents with the court describing the evidence provided as vague, incomplete, and inconclusive regarding the funds being readily available to prevent the bond's default. Did you hear what I just said? The backstory to this is that Trump went through, this is according to his lawyers. They said this, that he went to 30 surety companies to have his $454 million judgment, to secure a bond for it, and 30 denied him. He finally got one, this Don Hinckley's Knight Specialty Insurance Company, to fulfill the bond. But now Trish James, New York's Attorney General, love her. She is I think she went to Howard Law. She is saying that this company is basically fraudulent and they can't even afford this $175 million bond. Of course, right? Of course. So I'm following that. Just another political update, another election season update. Sinema is not running for office, rerunning for election in Arizona. Thank God. I was really sick of Sinema. I'm over it. She's divisive. She fundamentally does not align with the Democratic Party, so I'm not sure why she was on a Democratic ticket, period. These last 4 years, and even the Trump era, those 4 years, she really made getting things done difficult. She rarely sided with the party. She just, her and Manchin really did a number when they really didn't have to. They made Kamala break so many ties. Like, for what? What was the reason? So she's not coming back, and I'm elated for it. Good, stay on. Trump is also considering testifying at trial in other news. As a recent law student, law grad, if I was his attorneys, I would say hell no. Absolutely not. You will not testify in open court, private court, back behind the judge. You will not ever testify. He should never be allowed to be cross-examined or questioned on the stand. He's not a viable witness, or he should never be on the same period, like point blank. Any person that graduated law school with a C will tell you that this is a mistake. But one thing NBC said today was basically Trump does what he wants to do. And most instances, if your lawyer tells you not to do something, you don't do it. But with Trump and his Rolodex of attorneys, they can't control him. They can't guide him. So if he wants to testify, he might just be able to testify, which is his constitutional right, but that's very alarming if he does testify. I'm gonna go backtrack a little bit to the State of the Union. I haven't spoke about that yet. That was amazing. If you haven't watched it, you really need to watch it. It really made me proud to be a Democrat. Really made me proud that I voted for Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. He really checked off everything on my agenda that I needed him to discuss. He really went point by point. He was really fiery. It definitely was the campaign speech. I feel like he's the modern day FDR. I've said this before, I'll say it again. He really knows. You guys talk about his age, and that's one thing he talked about. You guys talk about his age as if it's a bad thing. I think it makes him wiser. Like the man was in Congress for 40 years. If anybody knows how to talk to Congress, it would be him. Ta-da! The man was your vice president for 8 years. If anybody knows how to work with a vice president and what that carve out what that role entails, it would be him. He's already been your president for 4 years. If anybody knows how to handle the presidency and what it means to be president, uphold that office, it would be him. So his speech really hit all the points. He basically talked about how reproductive rights are on the ballot regarding abortion, birth control, miscarriage, in vitro insemination, surrogacy. On a side note, sterilization has increased since the abortion bans have begun. Both men and women are looking to get sterilized since you're playing with the abortion laws. And I guess the states are now starting to come for sterilization. And I think they'll come for abortion next. Watch. There are people in this country that really want to turn us into the handmaid's tale. And I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's cute. And we told you this was going to happen. I think all of this is going to lead to us having to go back in time, and it's going to go back in time to a place you don't want to go to. It won't be the handmaid's tale, though. It'll go back to girls having governesses and little boys having governesses and chaperone dates. And you can't marry someone's daughter if you can't adequately provide a $40,000 ring and a house and a car prior to an engagement. Not, oh, I'll get married and we'll work on it and build together. No, on the day you propose to her, you have to have those things already. Like, remember, Princess Diana and Charles only saw each other 12 times before they got married, 12 supervised dates before they got engaged, no alone time. We're gonna have to go back to that since you want to take away women's agency and the control they have over their bodies. Yeah, I don't think people would fare well if you had to show your bank statements and your family lineage and things of that nature before you can take someone's daughter out on a date. And you had to sit there with a governess too. And we had to go back to that. I don't think a lot of bloodlines would end. And that's why the birth rate has dropped. But I digress. Biden also took on Trump and his shenanigans, and he clearly outlined why he is the better candidate. Not a shocker there. He really solidified the importance of him versus Trump, good versus evil, sane versus insane, democracy versus tyranny. Why his policies on the economy is working. Bidenomics is working. We have the lowest unemployment rate in decades. It's under 3%. What more can you ask for this man in his first term after we just had a demagogue? What do you expect? People said, oh, we had a great economy under Trump. No, we didn't. And if we did, that was due to Biden. That was due to Obama's his administration, not Trump. But you people are so backwards that you don't get it. Biden really championed a lot of Democratic wins. He got to brag a little, which I think Democrats, we really need to do more of. We have a lot of things to brag on, and we don't brag enough. He staunchly defended the party, and he was stern with Republicans. And not only was he stern with Republicans, he was stern with the Supreme Court and basically told them they need to get their shit together. And they do. Basically, he discussed everything the American people care about, from inflation and the cost of living and immigration and the border and threats to democracy, jobs and the economy, abortion, healthcare, climate change, Social Security, and Medicare, and crime. He hit every topic. So if you want to know what your president said about each, you can watch it in its entirety on YouTube. Don't let anyone, including me, tell you what either candidate said. Watch it for yourself. These clips are altered. Go and actually watch it. That's why I like live TV. That's why I believe in cable, because you get to watch it live, unedited, and really see what your candidates are talking about. Don't let anyone tell you what they said. Go watch what they said. All right. So the State of the Union was a success. I was screaming the entire time. I thought it was excellent. It was brilliant. Your president is brilliant. And if you can't see that by now, something is wrong with you. BFFR. Apparently in New York, the National Guard will be in the train stations checking bags. I guess this is some type of pilot program your mayor and your governor have been working on to make our subway safer. My question is, what the fuck is the point? What is the reason? You think the mofo with the Uzi is gonna let you check their bag? Like, let's be realistic here. All you see is NYPD and these National Guard in the train station playing video games on their phone and chatting in circles. That's it. Do I feel safer? No. Is this helping? No. I rest my case. I'm done. BFFR Bernie Sanders. Make it make sense. He's proposing a 32-hour work week, 4 days work week with the same wages. That's cute. Too bad nobody will vote for it because nobody likes him in Congress. Hence why he can't win a primary and get reelected in Vermont by name recognition only. P.S. Bernie Sanders has only passed like 8 bills in 40 years in Congress, unlike Biden, who has passed like hundreds of bills. And more than half of those bills that Bernie Sanders passed were for post office boxes, were for po the building of new post offices in Vermont. Do I need to say more? But you guys want this man to run for office again, and instead of Biden, someone who is a competent legislator. Okay, yeah. Let's go to honorable mentions. Coach Don Staley, thank you so much. You had a decorated hoops career prior to coaching, and now you are continuing to break records as the coach for South Carolina. Your team did amazing. You lost your entire starting lineup and still won the championship for the girls in CAA. That is commendable, despite the news and the media talking about the other team. I think you had a astounding season and you really did what needed to be done. So very proud of you on that, Black Girl Magic, definitely. Also, the NCAA had the highest game views in the last 20 years. Shout out to the girls. The girls just do it better. I've always loved women's basketball. That's really the only basketball I watch these days, if I do watch it. So give them all the things. Give them all the sneaker deals. Give them the private jets like the boys. Women's basketball, women's sports in general, especially college, need more uplifting and appraisal. There's no reason why the WNBA players should miss games because they're on commercial flights. Meanwhile, the boys get there on time and they're not selling out seats like they used to. Just tea, no shade. So, definitely give it to the girls. I don't know for this next one if this is necessarily political, but y'all are some unhinged savages, and I just have to mention this. Y'all bullied that librarian off the internet and into therapy for telling your kids to find their love for reading. I cannot. Like, make it make sense. Y'all are despicable. There are some people on this planet that are beacons of light, and there are some of y'all that are dark rays. If you dislike him, his purpose, and his content, then you know you are the latter. Think about that one. Another honorable mention, I'm going to give it to CNN anchor Laura Coates for the Man on Fire reporting. That was bravo. Was excellent. That is journalism. That is why I was a newspaper major in college. That is definitely why I was not a BDJ major, broadcast and digital journalism major. Because I couldn't do it. I would be flipping out. I would not be able to remain calm while breaking news. I would be losing it. So, shout out to her for her composure, for being able to effectively report on the breaking news and do it with such grace and articulation and poise and in real time in front of the world. That took us back to the Walter Cronkite days of journalism and reporting. Bravo. Bravo to her. That was amazing. You definitely need a raise, girl. And basically, that let's end this one on a good note on Black women's excellence, per usual. Thank you for listening to my political pontification. If you liked it, loved it, or hated it, please tell a friend to tell a friend, and please check out my website, thepoliticaltea.com. You can generously donate to my chai latte habit on it. Thank you.